Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast, and I pray today that these words that I share with you will encourage your heart. That's my desire, is to encourage you, to give you hope, and to strengthen you through God's Word. Lord, I pray so earnestly, Lord, for everyone that's listening. You know their every need. You know where they're at. Reach down and touch them right now, Lord, I pray. Whatever the need, save the lost. Let them know that they must be born again. God, I pray, let them know that you didn't come to condemn them, that you, through Jesus Christ, that their souls can be saved and their sins can be washed away. Not only can they have an abundant life here, but an eternal home with you throughout eternity in heaven. Let them know today that you're not sending anyone to hell. They choose to go there themselves, and they walk over your greatest sacrifice and your love and all the mercy when they choose that. God, let them choose the good, and you're the good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today, just a few minutes before I made this broadcast, a friend of mine texted me and she said she knew that I was going to be in Appomattox in the morning, which will be on a Sunday morning, and she was going to fix my lunch and have it at the church, and she asked me what did I like so-and-so. And I texted her back and I said, what did I do to deserve such a wonderful friend that would be so thoughtful of me? And she texted me back and she said, because you love me for who I am. You know, that's what I want to do. Because that's how Jesus is. And I want you to know, people that are listening to me right now, Jesus loves you for who you are. I want to read out of Luke chapter 15, verse 20. And he arose and he came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. This is talking about the prodigal son. As we know from reading this scripture, this prodigal son told his dad, he said, give me my inheritance, I'm leaving home, and he did. And when he got away from home, he wasted everything he had, and he squandered it on riotous living and lost all of his money. And, of course, when you lose your money, baby, you're going to lose all your friends. I want you to know that. If you can't buy the drugs and the liquor and the partying, they're not going to stick around you. But the daddy stayed at home. And you know what? He kept the home fires burning. He went out every day and he looked for his son. And one day he looked down the road. And the boy that ended up in the hog pens, the boy that was filthy and dirty, the boy that didn't have any money, the boy that wasted, the boy that was disrespectful to his daddy, the boy that had hit bottom was on his way home. But you know what? His daddy loved him for who he was. He loved him anyhow. And you know what? Some of us, all of us have been in a mess from time to time. We were in a mess when Jesus saved us. But you know, he loved us anyway. He, even when he was on the cross, you and I was on his mind. When he was dying and shedding his blood, he had you. He had you on his heart. He was dying for you and he was dying for me. When this father saw this son coming home, the Bible says he ran and had compassion on him, fell on his neck and kissed him, put shoes on his feet, put a robe on his back. And the boy said, Daddy, I just want to be a servant. I don't even deserve to be a son. But he didn't do that. He made him a son. He restored him. You know, you're not going to be a stepchild to Jesus. You're not going to be a second-class citizen in the kingdom of God. You're not going to be down the rank. You know, he loves us all. And he has come that we all could have life. He died for us all. And he loves you just as much as he does anybody else. I want you to know that Jesus loves you just like you are. But he loves you enough to change you. He loves you enough to take you in. He's not going to cast you out because you smell bad. He's not going to cast you out because you wasted your money. He's not going to cast you out because you've done things you shouldn't do. But he's waiting to take you back in and to restore you as a son and a daughter. Restore you back into the house where you belong. Restore you back into the position that you need to be. He's not going to push you away. He's not going to shake his finger in your face and tell you how bad you, but he's going to tell you how much he loves you. Sinner, Jesus tells you how much he loves you. He wants to forgive you. He wants to restore you. He wants to clothe you. He wants to put you back in the family. Come to him and receive him. He loves you for who you are. He loves you for what he's done for you, and he wants to bless you. Come to Jesus now. Don't go back to the hog pen, but turn and go home to Jesus. God bless you today.